You're listening to Trending with Timory here on Relevant Radio. Okay, everyone's talking about what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. The Holy Father and the bishops have encouraged and asked us to, as we journey this Lent, to fast for peace in the world, to fast for what's happening to Ukraine, what's happening with Russia. I mean, so much to pray for as we see China probing at Taiwan. But as I was really thinking about this and diving into the topic, I wanted to speak briefly because I know a lot of us are overloaded in hearing about Russia and Taiwan, but I wanted to ask the question, why are we here? What happened? There are a lot of things that could be said, but I really do want to emphasize that abortion is a leading reason as to why we are seeing what is happening between Russia and Ukraine today. We could even argue some of that having to do with China as well, probing at Taiwan. You see, both the Russians looking at Ukraine as well as China looking at Taiwan consider Taiwan and Ukraine a group of people ethnically identical to themselves. Why is that significant? Because worldwide, we are starting to see a demographic winter. That is a phrase that has been coined talking about what's happening with the fact that we're below replacement level. People such as the Ruth Institute, Jennifer Roback Morse, and their researchers there at the Ruth Institute have really highlighted the fact that we are seeing this massive crisis today when it comes to if we have enough people in our nations and if various people who lead those nations think that that's enough people or not. We saw China implement a 1 and then 2 and 3 child policy, then get rid of it altogether. And then you see places such as Russia where abortion numbers were so high during the Soviet Union that they really led to this decline in their population. You see, this is the silent problem behind what's happening with China and Ukraine. But let's focus a little bit here for a moment on specifically Ukraine and Russia. Because what was observed by Don Feder at the Ruth Institute, he commented that most observations on Russia and Ukraine, they're missing the demographic winter. The crisis is this for Russia. Russia needs people. And Russia believes, as I mentioned before, just like China to Taiwan, Russia believes that technically Ukraine belongs to them. And essentially, they're looking at there in Russia, their 41 million people that they could assume into Russia by taking over Ukraine that would increase their population by 30%. Why is this significant? Because Russia's fertility rate for years has been below replacement level. They're at 1.8 to just maintain replacement level. We would need people to have 2.1 children. How you have 0.1 children, I don't know, but you can help make up on that for me because I'm not quite there yet. So here's the deal. What we're seeing is that multiple nations from the United States to Russia to China and others are below replacement level when it comes to having enough children. In China alone, they're facing a crisis where there are not enough women to marry unmarried men in China. And we're seeing this other places. And when we've seen this historically happen, what's occurred is that there tends to be war. When the demographic makeup between male and female, when we're below replacement level, war ensues. We've seen this over the last couple hundred years. Now, what's interesting is for Russia and the United States to have a replacement level of 1.8 for Russia and 1.7 for the US, well, this is radically different from a world we lived in 60 years ago. In 1960, worldwide, the average number of children per woman was 5. Now, today, worldwide, we're at 2.4. Now, that number's dropping. We're almost below replacement level worldwide. We're seeing this begin to be a problem when it comes to things such as manpower in places like Japan and others, where there's a whole business literally just in cleaning up the dead bodies of people in China whose bodies have been rotting because there are no family members to care for or know that their family member has died because people aren't having enough kids. So if you look at this whole situation, it comes down to the issue of ideology, theology, and political philosophy, all of which are synergistically tied together. Whether we like to tie them together or not, they should be, they must be, because the human person is not a dichotomy. The human person is one and meant to be united with God. our creator. So what we're seeing is really from Russia, we see examples from China, we see examples of things such as the ideology of socialism, which rejects the human person. Socialism touching on essentially secularism, the rejection of God. What we've seen is that what's led to this crisis between Russia and Ukraine, between China and Taiwan, is ultimately a three-pronged crisis. Number one, it's a rejection and misunderstanding of the human person as a good with an eternal soul created to be with God. Second, it's a rejection and misunderstanding of the human family and human flourishment within the family, and therefore the state intervention when it comes to the family, that they have a better right to say about whether or not you will have a family and how those children are raised and what ideology and theology they have. This is scary because we're seeing the same problem here in the United States, and I pray and hope enough parents speak up so that we do not see what's happened to China, what's happened to Russia occur. And third, it's a problem of widespread acceptance of abortion, at times forced abortion in places such as China. Not just abortion, but also contraception. Just think about it. In the 80s in Russia, there were two abortions for every birth. So for every baby born, two babies died. In 1965, there were three abortions for every baby born. What does that number add up to? 60 years ago in Russia, three out of four babies were aborted, were killed because of abortion. For years, the Russians used abortion as birth control. They're not the only place that has done that. And by the way, we too do this here in the United States. Birth control or abortion is a fail-safe to birth control. So all of this being said, at the heart of what's happening, it's a theological issue that leads to the breakdown of the family, encourages the breakdown of the family based on philosophies about everything, as I mentioned before, from theology to ultimately our philosophies having to do with politics and ideology. So we must take a lesson from what's happening with China, with Russia, with Taiwan, with Ukraine. We must understand the Catholic view of the human person, the God-given identity of the human person must be taken back. This is so important to regain an understanding, to teach our children, to teach ourselves what the church actually teaches on the value of the human person. That our value is not for the state. Our value is not for others on social media. Our value is given to us by God, and we must value ourselves and others based on that God-given identity, created in His image, in His likeness, and with a purpose. We also have to return to valuing motherhood that has been destroyed worldwide by the outrageous policies in places such as China with forced abortion, or in Russia with this abortion culture where three out of four babies were being murdered in their mother's wombs just 60 years ago. We have to return to parents as the primary educators of their children, not defaulting to schools, not defaulting to the government, but defaulting to ourselves as taking responsibility even when it's difficult. We talked about this yesterday on Trending, how as spouses, our primary roles are to be the educators of our children, to not just outsource, but to verify and hold accountable and to spend time and lots of time with our kids. Actually, I have a witness of this. My arms are covered in, I think, dry snot. My baby's teething, I think, has a cold. Like, literally, I'm covered in dry snot right now. It's been like one thing after another with her. It's a reminder, like, yes, it's difficult. Yes, we have to make a lot of sacrifices, but our kids need us. That's the mission of marriage as a sacramental marriage in the church. And we have to return to this. God's vision for the human person, God's vision for marriage, God's vision for our children is what will protect us from what's happening in Russia, with what's happening in China, and what will help us to be defenders of other nations and not succumb to the same ideologies and theologies that are destroying people in the world today. This is how we will have peace, by yes, praying and begging for God's help, but also living out God's vision for the human person.